Push it up top.
There.
All right, we rolling. Hold on, let me take these headphones off.
Yeah, I'm talking in the mic like y'all can't hear me.
Hold on, guys, let me take my headphones off.
We need to leave this whole part in. We're a little rusty.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me get used to this. Because usually when I'm on stage, I grab it like this.
Yeah.
And it's, I already know that that's sounding something much too close to you.
Come on over here, buddy.
Get in there close. Get in tight.
Big boat. We on the big comfy couch.
Who's got coffee?
Nobody.
Yo, what was that coffee brand that you remember?
Dutch Brothers.
Dutch Brothers. We did the commercial.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was sick.
I lost that contest.
I was going to say, we didn't win?
Nah, we didn't win shit.
We had a good-ass commercial to that.
Didn't you make something levitate or something like that?
I tried, and I failed.
What?
Was I there for
that?
I failed.
Yeah, that was the second contest for them. It was like they sent me a cup, and I like tried to make it like float and stuff, and I just never...
Figured it out?
I could do it now.
Now you can. You made me levitate on a rock.
Yeah, I can do anything now.
Those are the good old days, man. Well, I guess we're back with another podcast.
We're coming back for the third time.
Is it third? Would this be the third comeback?
I don't even know at this point.
Because, yeah, I'm not even going to count, you know?
It's funny, though, because last night, me and Trav were hanging out, and we had already talked about doing this podcast. Like, we've been talking about, like, recording again. But we were back watching all of our old vlogs from, like, the old studio. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. Like, take me back to those times. Because it was so, like, simple. And all we did was I just get off work and go there. And we would just make shit every single day.
Yo, I was laying in bed last night. And I don't know. I checked my Instagram and Trav tagged me in that. And I'm like, damn, I sound so depressed. Like,
you did. Were we depressed?
I mean,
I was.
It was a weird time.
Play that clip.
Run that right here.
Yo, if I'm not mistaken, that was after the Brubaker show. And before, like a month before, we were supposed to have our first official Brightbox show.
Yeah.
And COVID hit, or
yeah, you're right.
Whatever you want to call that time happened. And everything got canceled. Man, I
think it was March 10th of 2020.
The craziest thing is no one knows what we had planned, booked. Like, we had something big in the works and COVID hits.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we should even say it now. Like,
well, I mean, I don't even know. What do you mean? Like, show-wise?
Yeah, like, who our proposed headliner was going to be. And at this point, it doesn't even matter, but yeah.
He's too famous now.
Yeah,
it was Rick Ross.
Now. Look, Rick Ross. I wouldn't, personally.
Put Rick Ross on?
Yeah, he's not one of my faves.
You don't want to hear Maybach music?
I would much rather, like who were we talking about getting that one time? White boy.
Coolio, R.I.P.
No, we were not...
Stop it. I hate you.
No, what was what's the college dude?
Oh, Asher Roth.
Asher Roth.
He's not in college, but he had the college song. Asher Roth. I would have much rather had Asher Roth. He was a little more attainable. Probably could have got him for a little bit cheaper.
We reached out.
He never hit me back.
They never sent us a response?
Nope.
No.
They didn't want that money. Man.
I think he's just cool and like he didn't want to do nothing like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
whatever.
You also probably weren't messaging him. You were messaging his management.
Yes.
At least we think.
I assumed.
Yo, I don't know what made me think of this, but way off topic, guys. But one time I hit up Young Bucks management to inquire about a feature and a video. Turns out I was actually emailing him. And
directly.
I was like, whoa, this is wild. Like, this is one of my favorite rappers. And like, I thought, you know, I was talking to a manager.
Naive is direct.
Off the rails. We off, you know.
It's a little rusty. How's it feel to be back on mic?
It's interesting because I'm holding it. Like I was saying earlier, yeah. Like I feel like I should be holding it a different way, but
I'm just trying
to never hold the mic like this.
I'm just trying to like hold it secure.
That's what I'm saying.
My hand is sweating.
Your knee? Is that what you said?
No, my hand.
Your hand's already
sweating. My left knee is sweating.
We're 5 minutes in. You know, sometimes we go an hour.
Oh, my God.
And we haven't done one in a minute, so who knows how long this is going to go.
Oh, my Lord. This is so funny.
Well, we'll see you guys on the next episode.
We'll see you guys for the next comeback.
Also, we're in my living room right now, if you didn't notice.
We have a big comfy couch.
Because...
Literally, this is comfy.
Yeah, this couch is nice. But we've been saying we want to get the podcast going again, but... Our studio is a bit far away now. It's like a 40-minute drive for us. So instead of just like trying to find a day where we could all get up there, I was like, let's just do it in my living room.
Why not, right?
I mean, it's nice and comfy. It's like not too far from everybody. Got everything we need.
Some people won't even know because they're just listening to it. They're not watching this.
That's true. Well, yeah. Hey, now you know. And if you can't see it, this couch is really comfortable. And because of COVID, I had to wait like 8 months to get it.
Crazy.
Disrespectful. But yeah. Brandon, what you been up to? I ain't seen you in like 2 months.
I haven't seen... No, that's a lie.
July?
I seen y'all 2 weeks ago at open
okay,
mic night.
Okay, but before that...
I had to hit them up. I was like, because...
For 10 minutes.
Nobody texts me anymore, and nobody talks in the group chat. I was like, y'all trying to go to open mic night? Even if y'all don't want to get on stage, like, let's just chop it up. Like, I miss y'all. And thankfully, they pulled up. And they didn't perform, but I did.
Did some songs.
Thankfully, because Trav probably would have got up there and did a margarita.
Tequila.
Or tequila. Tequila.
Dude, I'm trying to... Honestly, I want to see you do stand-up.
I tried. Kind of, not really.
But I was like, no, you did not. You would kill it.
I mean, one night, you kind of were up there spitballing.
I was doing jokes.
After you did tequila.
When you're drunk, anything's a joke.
Yeah.
Trav do be having some good one-liners, though. I can't help but freaking feed into it. And
oh,
then
he's the dad of dad
you
jokes.
You encourage it, and it just keeps coming.
I keep them all in my database.
Database?
That's what I'm saying. Like, where do you come up with this stuff?
Yo, that's a knee slapper. I'm not going to slap my knee because I don't want to, you know, cause too much disturbance, but that's a knee slapper.
Oh, my Lord. What have you been doing for these past 2 months when I haven't seen or heard from you?
Feeding babies.
So me and my girl, we got a house this year, so we're just trying to keep up with that and, you know, repairs and, you know, everything that goes with that. But as far as, like music, I'm always working. I'm always working behind the scenes. I've been working on my new album, and in doing that, I've been getting a lot of requests to put the time on streaming platforms, which is a mixtape I did right when COVID hit. That was the first mixtape I dropped during COVID. And so that's coming to streaming platforms the 15th of October. I'm not sure when we're going to drop this, but Saturday, October 15th. It's coming to streaming, 3 new songs. It's actually got a feature with Rob Vinci on there. And still working on my album. Me and Trav shot New Level 2 months ago. That dropped. That's over 50,000 on the PGR page.
Really? 50,000 views?
Crazy.
There you go.
And me and Yella recorded a new album last weekend.
See, the thing about...
In 2 days.
The thing about him and Yellow, when they get together, they don't just make a song.
No.
They come out...
It'd be a waste of time.
They come out with, like, 2 projects every time.
We did 6 songs in just a little over 24 hours, so we're going to put out a 6-song EP. I'm going to call it an album because we own every beat on there, so y'all call it what you want. This is an album.
All right. Well, you're going to need some content.
No title yet, but I'm trying to get the first single out November 1st. It's going to be called Hit for Hit.
This is going to be a parlay. I'm about to get into a good discussion.
Okay.
So you're about to drop this project, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brandon, you know, you're always a little late to the game with the updates and technology. Have you been planning to drop anything on TikTok? Are you on TikTok?
Do you not follow me on TikTok?
I do.
You probably do. I don't post enough. Like, I just posted one. I posted one last week with the open mic footage. But no, I do not go hard enough on TikTok.
Yeah.
In fact, you seen me yesterday hop on Instagram Live, and I
didn't know how to work it.
You could, but I didn't know how to do it. But like,
my man's hopped out the shower and went straight to Instagram Live.
My hair was still wet and everything. But Jet requested to jump in the live, you know, split screen it. I'm like trying to figure it out. Like, all right, what do I push? This.
And then he just pops up on the screen.
We were sitting at the bar, and I was like, try to request it. And Brad's like, his iPhone 7 ain't gonna allow that.
It's an 8, okay? I got an 8. Look, I bought the iPhone 8 I did buy an iPhone 8, but I bought a new iPhone because I was like, yeah, I'm about to upgrade whatever I had because I want to get portrait mode.
That's literally the only reason that you bought a new phone.
Seriously, I seen Travs and I seen my girls and I'm like, portrait mode is lit. Like, I need that. And then come to find out I needed to get the 8S and not the 8 or something. Like, I was like a generation or two off.
So you still don't have.
What are they on now? The
14.
They're on the 14 now, right?
Oh my gosh, Brandon.
I think I might wait. Till they look, check
you
it out.
Don't say.
Check it out. I'm gonna wait till the 15 comes out, and I'm gonna get the 11.
I don't understand you
makes
at
sense.
All. I really don't.
Math. We do math.
No, it's a big numbers game.
Yep.
It's a numbers game. Like, what am I gonna drop? Like two. Look, when that 15 comes out, what's it gonna be like? Two.
Probably
$2,000.
Easy.
Yeah.
What's a new iPhone cost right now? Like.
I mean, probably 1,200, 1,400.
Yeah. 12. Okay, so maybe it might be 15 then.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. 15 for a phone?
Yeah.
People do it.
For sure. I
don't buy them straight out. I
lease
mine. Lease
that thing.
Y'all lease phones?
Yeah.
That's how people have been doing this
for years.
How do you not know this?
You pay like 14 bucks a month for it.
Bro,
And then you can just get a new one whenever it comes out. You just send that one back.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't spend fucking $2,000 on a phone straight up.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know what I do then. I mean, I don't pay like car payment every month on it. But
did you buy an 8? Like, did you go in and just outright pay like a couple hundred bucks for it?
Nah, I upgraded.
Why would you only hop from a 7 to an 8?
We're gonna need to take your phone. I was like, no, you're not. I got like 300 versus in here. You're not taking my phone. I need that. And I finessed walking out with both phones. And they just, you know, split it up on the monthly bill. So I pay the phone and the
service.
But I don't know if it's leasing or not. But God. I know that once I'm done with it, I'm going to keep it as a backup.
I think you stole a phone.
I still pay for it, though.
AT&T, come get this, man.
I feel like I've already paid it off or whatever because... They text message me like every day or two. You should upgrade, 400 off, blah blah blah.
We got Verizon.
Yeah,
I could tell you're a Verizon guy.
I like Verizon. I haven't had any gripes. I have more gripes about my banking than my cell phone service.
Oh yeah, don't get me started.
Banking.
Yeah, man. You never had problems with your bank?
No, I don't use fucking Wells Fargo.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I have, and it's trash.
Wells Fargo is trash.
I ain't even about to trash.
Garbage.
Look,
they've always been trash.
I was going to go on about this, like, without name dropping, because I don't want them to, you know, put my shit on freeze or something.
No, they'll be out of business in, like, a year.
I mean,
you better get your money out now.
You know, they've been saying that for a while. It's like, get your money out of the banks. I'm still waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be like that. But
no, I don't think you need to take your money out of the banks because the world's going to end. I think you just need to take your money out of the bank because Wells Fargo is going to end.
See, when I forget what the last, like, conspiracy theory with the world ending was. I forget. I don't know. It was like a couple weeks ago. Y'all
really?
Didn't see that?
I don't know.
Asteroid or something. I forget what they were saying. Anyways. No, it was what's a sun? Like a sun flare?
Oh, yeah. I think
you know
I did.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was going to like burn a hole in the fucking
ocean. It was going to knock out the power grid or something.
Song,
I'm
yeah.
like, bet. I'm about to go get my groceries and I'm putting on my credit card and hopefully they knock that shit out and it takes my account with it.
Who thinks like that?
Weekend, I put everything on my credit card.
Oh my
god. Who the
god,
fuck thinks
only,
like that?
Only for Monday to come around and
you had to pay that shit.
You know, there's no
I put it off a couple days making a payment just in case. Just in case.
You like go buy a new car and return it on Monday when they didn't knock the,
bro,
when they didn't knock the power grid out.
Going, I didn't even need this shit. I just trying to live it up.
Oh my god.
You bought steaks and everything.
I did.
You went all out.
Yeah, I got
crab legs.
My freezer's full. I got cases of water. Like, I mean,
I got cases.
I needed
cases
to go grocery shopping anyways. I might have went a little overboard
because you thought the
you
power grid was kidding.
Where you go grocery shopping at?
Walmart. But I try to get my meats from like Gores or something.
Right,
Gores.
You go.
I like Gores.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You just never know because you know the
Costco's got good
as
meat
as far as like Walmart's and blah 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 like. You just never know. But
really
like with
nice.
Gores, I know like they cut that thing up off Double Church Road and transported it here. Like I know.
Yeah.
I get a lot of my meats from Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got good meat.
They got the meat?
They're not like Arby's does, but
oh, not that meat.
No.
They got
no.
some.
Ugh. Costco's got all the good
see,
stuff.
See, I'm not hating on Costco. And I know they got a lot of good deals, but I've always been against them because I'm like, why do I got to pay to walk in here?
You don't have to.
You mean to tell me I could walk in and they're not going to tell me to leave because I don't have a card?
If you have a gift card.
Oh, that's a good point. I remember you telling me that now.
It's a hack.
So what, do you just keep
life
a gift
hack.
Card?
Yeah, you just get somebody who has a Costco membership to get you a gift card and you can walk in there with your gift card.
Wait a minute. Can I just go to Walmart and buy a $20 gift card or something?
I don't know. I think you got to buy the gift cards from Costco. So you got to like...
Or
I mean,
the customer service.
I have a card, so like if you want to go in there and be like, here's $200, go give me a $200 Costco gift card and I'll bring it to you.
And then you'll be good.
That's crazy.
You know?
I mean, I get it, but
you know what's so funny? Is that you know you're getting old. Like I got a Costco membership for Christmas from my grandma.
You was hype.
Oh my god, yeah. I was so hype and I also felt like so grown. Mm-hmm. Going in there, I was like, yeah, I got my own membership. Usually mm-hmm. I have to go take her card if I want to go. And it's a whole thing. But now, I got that thing.
Yeah.
I'll be in there.
Keep that thing on you.
I do.
I fuck with Costco.
Yeah.
Especially, like, down south, they got the Costco ABC stores. Like, they sell, like, actual liquor there.
Bro.
And it's cheap, and it's good shit.
When I was living in Colorado, they literally have, like, I don't want to call it a grocery store, but it's, like, as big as a grocery store, but everything is alcohol and liquor.
Yeah.
They got all the
I forget what it was called, but it was like the size of a Martin's, like a smaller size Martin's.
So they got all the Crown Peach in there.
I mean, I don't think Crown Peach was out back then, but I'm sure it's stocked.
I went to a place like that.
Crown Peach is like everywhere now.
Now,
like,
yeah.
Now
remember
you
when
can
it,
get it.
Remember when it wasn't?
Oh, I know. I was buying like 3 bottles at a time.
I went to a place like that in Kansas, and they had like a glass like... shoving unit and had the what's that really expensive shit
what kind of alcohol is it?
I don't know, it's like brandy or something. It's like a number. It's like a
1800. Oh no, that's vodka.
I don't know, it's really
tequila.
It was,
that's tequila.
It was like $5,000 for the bottle.
What?
Oh yeah, that's out of my price range.
I was like, should we buy this right now?
Put it on the credit card, the world's gonna
because
end.
The power grid's gonna blow up and you'll be all right. I cannot believe you thought that.
Yo, my buddy at work today, he was like, you like pickles? I'm like, I mean, yeah, on my burger. He's like, you ever tried this? And he showed me a picture of like a vodka, but it was like pickle flavor.
Nope.
And I'm like, he's like, I'm going to go to the store and see if they got it. I was like, you know, you can store locate that. You ain't even got to walk in. You could just find out right now. He's like, I'm just going to see what they got.
Look, this is really random, and it also kind of highlights how ratchet me and my friends were when we were younger. But we used to play shot roulette, and it was an actual, like, game, like a roulette board with a bunch of shot glasses, and we would go buy the most wild-flavored liquor, like... And some normal flavors, but pickle and like some of it's like spicy stuff. Like it was just like whatever. And
you
then
get a whole bottle, or you just get like
we get the airplane
singles.
Bottles, yeah, and we would just get all kinds of random flavors, and we'd be mixing them together. And then it's like literally shot roulette, so you got to spin it, and it could be normal, it could be water, it could be pickled vodka, it could be pickled vodka with some spicy tequila mixed in it. It was just oh my god.
How old were y'all?
We were in our 20s.
about to say, we grown now.
Yeah,
like,
we were in our 20s. We were early 20s. Like, if I don't even know if we were 21 yet. But
that's illegal.
Yeah, well.
I feel like back then, like, you didn't really care. Like, you just wanted to drink alcohol. Yeah.
Oh,
it didn't
hell no, you didn't care,
like,
what it was. Oh, my God. I can remember also, like, me and Steven, we got into the later, like, we were, like, grown at this point, like, established. And he had just made a transition to a new career, like, into flight attending, and he hadn't gotten, like, in there yet. Like, he was just getting started. So he was trying to get his money up. We were going out somewhere. We went into a liquor store. And he goes over to freaking Burnett's section. I said, bro, we are not going back to that. Like, no. We are not. He was like, I'm broke. I said, I got us. We are not going back to Burnett's times. Like, those were dark days.
Ooh, that's rough. That's
those
rough.
Were dark days.
I don't think I ever had Burnett's days. Like, I've had Burnett's.
Dude.
I've never bought it. Not against it. And I'm not against anybody that does buy it. I know what I like now.
I mean, we would buy like 4 bottles at a time, like every weekend.
It was bad.
It's like, what new flavors do they have? Like it was any better?
Blueberry, peach creamsicle.
Like it came, I remember Pink Lemonade came out, and we were like, "Yo, fucking Pink Lemonade is so good."
Let's go. What is wrong with us?
I still have to drink Brunettes every time I go into Italian Touch.
They have that? Or
yeah.
Is that their rail?
Well, Fishback and Brett always order cherry bombs, and it's always cherry Brunettes and Red Bull. It's disgusting.
Ew.
I don't know.
That sounds nasty. Don't be reckless.
You
like
know,
us.
Speaking of, what'd you say, Pink Lemonade?
Yeah.
I don't even think this is the flavor, but I don't know why it made me think of it. You know what I didn't have this year? Any Natter Days. I know.
What?
Did you?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you did.
I don't know if I did. Any.
I did.
I don't know if I did.
I still
went hard
stay on
peach,
those.
Or, not peach, but, Twisted Teas this year.
Look, I don't know how we got onto this conversation, but now we're like in it. Now all of a sudden we got shit to
this
say.
This turned into an alcohol podcast.
But they got a new like pineapple one, like natural
I've
light.
I've seen it, but
it's
I haven't
good.
Had it.
Yeah?
It's good.
Twisted,
pick it up next time.
Twisted Tea has a Twisted Tea light, and it's like not as like syrupy as normal Twisted Tea, and it's pretty good.
Trav got on a little Twisted Tea wave a couple
Dude,
years
I was,
ago.
Yeah. It was like 3 years ago. I didn't stop drinking them.
You were just on a
He'd
Twisted Tea wave.
He'd always pull up
wave.
To the studio with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Also, random, like, we were watching the vlogs last night, and there's that episode where we were walking in to do a beer run, and someone was like, hey, what are you guys doing? Like, they noticed us from, either they noticed us from the podcast, or they were like, what are you guys doing?
They're like, you guys YouTubers?
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Was it when I went in with the big suit?
No.
No.
Oh, it was another
We were just,
time.
Yeah, going into 7-Eleven.
How many
7-11?
Beer runs did we make on the vlog?
Dude, every one, probably.
I don't know, man. Who knows? But
I miss the vlogs.
Hell yeah, I mean.
We were just doing so much that, like, there was so much footage to get.
Every week.
Mm-hmm.
We had a vlog every week because we were doing that much.
Uh-huh.
Like, so insane. The 1 hour challenge, we literally shot a music video, edited
it. No. You recorded the song.
Yeah.
I mixed it, shot the music video. Was editing involved too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that in 1 hour.
In an hour.
That was crazy.
And we vlogged the whole thing.
That was wild. Nobody's doing that.
I miss, like, I really do miss that because we were just cooking all the time. Mm-hmm.
You know, but I feel like a lot of growth has taken place since then. Like, everybody is doing different things.
Oh, for sure.
Everybody's got different side gigs and day jobs. And, you know, it's hard to get together like we used to, unfortunately. I miss those days, too. But when we do make the actual comeback,
I thought this was it.
I don't. Is it?
It should be.
I mean, I think that's up to us. I think that means we have to be consistent if we do come back, because otherwise, you might as well just call this a tease.
Yeah, which we were not trying to do 4 times.
I know. We'll be back.
4th time's a charm, right?
Show 'em.
Show 'em.
Oh my God.
I think this is the 3rd.
It's okay.
Is it the 3rd?
Because after Maybe. The first break was COVID.
I think this is the 3rd.
And then we had like a tease, little false comeback.
Yeah.
And then when was the next? Oh shit. You're right. This is the 4th. Because we came back again when we moved to Hagerstown.
Once.
One episode.
Oh, we're
sorry.
That was a comeback episode.
Suck.
Damn.
But
you know, if you guys are still rocking with the iron skillet, we appreciate y'all from the bottom of our heart.
Because we some trash.
But also, everybody knows, like, we're not famous. We're not making money off this. Like, we're doing this because we love doing it, and we have fun. And I think everybody that listens and watches what we do understands that. And
Know. Oh, for sure.
You know, one thing that we need to talk about, and let's just get this out of the way before we get on any more random alcohol talks. Let me bring it back. Sha, what have you been doing lately? What have you been up to lately?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I've just been chilling.
No. Don't be humble. Don't be a humble savage. What have you been up to lately? Because you do be doing a lot.
I mean, working. So a lot with the band. Like, yeah, we've been working on music.
You're in a band?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
See? They didn't know. We're just coming back.
Yeah. So I got a band. Me and my friends got a band, Polaroid Dreams. We've been having a good time making music, doing shows. And that's been super fun. We got a big show coming up on Saturday. I'm excited for it.
Where's that at?
It's in Berryville.
What's the festival called?
Ducky Fest.
Excuse me?
Ducky Fest.
You heard it first. Polaroid Dreams is going to be at Ducky Fest in Berryville, Virginia, this Saturday, October 8th. October 8th.
I don't even consider that Berryville. It's like not far.
Yeah,
it is. No, dude, it's like Winchester. It's Triple J Road. It's literally.
That's Berryville.
Yeah, but it's not. It's like. Right. I consider Berryville like at least that first light where the.
That is the first light. Oh, no, it's not. You're right. Okay.
I'm talking about. I'm talking about the light where the funeral home is.
Right. That's the 7-Eleven term,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Triple J Road,
yeah. That's like, I mean, it's like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
See, down
I'm,
seven.
I want to know where this is at, because I remember back in 2010 and 2011, we did the first two Pasture Paloozas, and that was off Triple J Road.
This is like right off 7. There's a big sign there.
Oh, okay.
There's like a field.
You already went by it?
Yeah, I go by it like every day to Bluemont.
Damn.
Huh. How far? I don't know. I guess we'll see on Saturday.
We'll see. And we are going to make a vlog, so stay tuned for that. If you don't make it, then you'll be able to watch the vlog. It's going to be sick.
So,
but
you say you're in a band.
Yeah, I say I'm in a band.
Are you the lead singer of your band?
I don't even know. Like,
just kidding.
No, but that, I'm that's a vocalist. The cool part. Yeah, there you go. She's a vocalist. She's one of the vocalists.
I was referencing D12.
Oh, are you the lead singer of band?
Y'all should do a remix of that.
Don't tempt me. I'll make it hot.
It'll probably be way hotter than that.
But yeah.
Who's in the band with you? And what do they do?
So Tyler... Provenzano, he's
on the Congo.
He plays everything. He plays piano. We have his Hunter is our lead guitarist. So he's doesn't have to play as much guitar. But he's playing some bass for us this weekend for one of our songs.
AKA Oceans in Heaven.
Yeah. Also a vocalist. Tommy Moore killing it on the drums, slaying it on the drums. And then Hunter literally slaying it on guitar. Like, that's the cool thing. I say this all the time, dude. They're like, they're so talented. It's so much fun.
I say it all the time. When I describe you guys, you're a super group. You're like
Power Rangers.
Yeah. No.
You like formed together.
Listen, no.
I thought it was cool.
I'm trying to big up y'all. You're like, we're the Power Rangers.
Power Rangers
are lit. Transformers. Okay, I'll let it go.
No, it's like a super group. Like,
yeah.
Like Dean Snyder supergroup. What was it? Remember that VH1 show back in the day? They put like Dean Snyder, the guitarist from Pantera. I don't remember. Anyway, my bad.
You're talking about P. Diddy's the band?
Get out of here.
I guess they would be more like that being the genre of music.
Yeah, something closer, but we didn't have to walk miles for no cheesecake.
I was going
to
say, they're going to make you walk for some backwoods.
Nah. But yeah, I'm excited for that show Saturday. It should be fun. And a bunch of our other friends, musicians, are going to be out there killing it. So it should just be good energy, like good times.
What's the weather looking like?
I don't know.
No, you're good.
Is it good?
Yeah, you're looking good.
Okay.
It's not supposed to rain until next week.
Word.
Heck yeah. Let's go.
What, I know y'all been dropping a couple singles this summer.
Yeah.
What's the most recent single?
Emotional Landscapes, which is actually popping. Like, really? It's been doing so good. That's the last one.
That's the most
one.
Recent? That was yeah. after Southern Skies?
Yeah. We dropped them really close.
Okay.
Like, Southern Skies came out, and then, like, a month later, Emotional Landscapes mm-hmm. came out. And that song consistently streams. I don't know. Like, I mean, I love that song, mm-hmm. but it goes up. Hunter also, like, the intro on that's sick. The guitar part. I feel like it just, like, catches people right mm-hmm. away.
Is it on playlists? Is that why it streams so much, or you don't know?
I don't think so.
Can you see if your songs are on certain playlists?
Yeah.
Dude, I check mine every day. Like, I look forward to the afternoons because I check my Spotify and Apple stats, and I, like, just like to see, like, what's... And it blows my mind every time. Like, mm-hmm. the song that you don't think... Like, for example, my Simple album, it came out back in March.
Mm-hmm.
The Matrix, a song on there, still gets like 10 to 20 plays a day. Now, I know 10 to 20 plays ain't much, but for a song that's been out that long, no promo on it, and it's still on like 12 playlists, something crazy. Like 2 weeks ago, it did like 300 plays in a day, and I'm like, how?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you, man. Russ be saying it. That's the benefit of having a catalog.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just build a catalog
mm-hmm.
and then like go back and promote your old stuff. Like,
why not?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't do it. I'm not even taking my own advice because I have all my rap shit on like my Spotify.
And you own half of them.
Yeah, I own why well, I
if
own
not all of them.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of them I've owned all like outright.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when you have that much music in your catalog, it's you're gonna mm-hmm. stream.
You're gonna you're gonna get plays, you know, regardless.
I've noticed that. Like, I'll drop a new song and I'll throw some money at promo, which I found. Look, we've been talking about promo. It's like you don't pay for somebody who's like, I get you 5,000 plays. That's not what you want. You want to pay, or you know, do the dirty work yourself. But I pay to have somebody submit the song to playlists. And, you know, sometimes it'll be two of them. I think me and Alfie had one place on like nine,
mm-hmm.
Function.
Mm-hmm.
Song me and Alfie had placed on like nine initially, and then it builds up. Right now, the most I got on one song is Pull Up Round Back, produced by Damian P.
Mm.
And it's on 18 playlists.
Damn.
Crazy. Got 50 plays today. I just looked right before we got on.
Yeah.
I look forward to that. Like,
it's
like you could see the progression, you know what I mean? Or you could see that somebody out there is listening.
For sure.
And as an artist, that's what you want is, you know, it ain't about the money for me. I know it's not about the money for all of mm-hmm. us, but that, the gratitude that you see or the gratifying feeling of knowing that somebody out there is listening is what keeps it going.
For sure. 100%.
Even if no one was listening, I'm still making music. I enjoy listening to it myself personally.
No, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Ain't nothing better than that first car test.
Riding around to your stuff.
Oh,
100%.
I'm about to this is funny. I'm about to, so y'all know my CD player don't work in my in my day car, my Civic. I'm about to burn, I don't even know if you'd call it burning, but I'm about to put my album on a cassette tape so I could put it in the Camaro.
How do you do that? Or are you just going to like...
Oh my God, it's so easy. All you need is any CD player will do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I forget how that's...
CD, you know, like, yeah. like the old...
Boombox? Any boombox?
Yeah, like I had a six-disc changer at my house when I was a kid, and it had the, you know, the CDs. It, you know, you could hook to the TV, you could... and then it had the cassettes at the bottom you could pop in. It was like the multi-purpose home entertainment, whatever.
Yeah.
But what I used to do back when I was a kid, this is probably middle school, I had my TV hooked up to the, you know, the surround sound into the system. So I would turn on Rap City and it's playing through the speakers,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'd put a cassette in because this is before we had a computer at the house, before people were burning CDs, before LimeWire. I would put a cassette in and push record, and I'd record like the new song. You know what I mean? I remember when How We Do dropped, or In the Club, or you know, There's a couple other ones. Oh, no. The big one. What's Happening? Method Man and Busta Rhymes.
Oh, yeah.
Before the CD dropped and I could buy it, I always wanted to hear it, but we didn't have YouTube back then. So I was like, you know what? Dad, you got a blank cassette. Gave me that, and I just recorded it on there.
I used to do that with the radio.
Mm.
I'd just wait for the songs I wanted to be on and just record it onto a cassette tape. But yeah, that's the fact that you still have a boombox like that. Like, that would be my thing.
You know, I'm so glad. Like, I have that exact one. It's in my garage. It's not hooked up. I pray to God it still works.
Yeah.
If not, I'm going to figure out a way.
eBay.
Yeah.
Yo, eBay is so clutch. But my dad kept, so much stuff from when I was a kid. Like, and then he just dumped it on me. And I'm like, I ain't got nowhere to put all this shit.
Yeah.
So it's just sitting in my garage until I can go through it and take it to Goodwill or whatever. But he kept old Pokemon cards. Got me paying the bills next month.
You might be all right.
I get this eBay account up and running.
You might be all right.
You should outfit the IROC with a system in it.
See, I don't want to because I want to keep it all original.
True. I mean, you keep all the original parts if you want to put them back in.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? So when I go to sell it, I just swap everything back out. It's all original.
Yep.
New tires and oil filter. That's it.
Yep.
No, I can't do it.
There's a nice little accent you threw on there.
Is that how you're going to talk when you sell your IROC? You're probably going to sell to some redneck.
I can bargain better.
Hey, buddy. Come over here and look at this.
We say we you look at my price about $21,500.
You look at my Camaro over here.
Yeah.
My ruby red Camaro.
Oh my
God. I ain't got time for the funny business.
Lord of mercy.
Yeah, I pulled that out today because it's like a job, keeping up with having to at least drive it once a week because I got to put it in the garage. I got to pull it out of the garage. And it's like, yeah, I know that doesn't seem like a lot, but it kind of is.
When damn.
So much work.
Well, I don't have a garage door button. But anyways, when you're used to just getting out and then hopping in the whip in the driveway and then just peeling off, it's a more of a process now.
Yeah.
And it's I got to do this at least once a week to keep, keep it going.
Yeah.
Sounds, I'm not complaining. Sounds so hard.
Yeah, it sounds tough.
Sounds really
You should
rough.
Probably hire somebody to do that for you.
You can come do it. I trust you to drive it.
All right.
He's, you
trusted me to drive.
I'm burning rubber on that daggone Camaro.
That daggone Camaro.
I don't think you guys can see, but me and Travis have the same shoes on.
Oh my God, I just noticed it. I've been looking at Shaw's this whole time, and I just noticed Travis.
Some Jamie Foy's.
What are they? Like a
New Balance
477 or something?
No, they're 306, I think.
306.
Jamie Foy.
Yeah. You know, they, back when we actually worked at Finish Line, I was the 574s.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was on a 574.
Everybody had those at something.
I don't know how I found out, but I found out they had a pair of 540s and they sold them at Kohl's. They weren't pretty at all. They didn't look good.
But you like bought them anyway?
I'm blown I didn't.
They're like lawnmowing shoes?
Nah, they're like a running shoe, like a mix between that. No, 574s are grass cutting shoes when they're busted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In fact, that's what that is my grass cutting shoe right now.
Yeah.
I don't even know what 574s are.
I got a backup for when those go out.
Cliche New Balance shoe everyone had in middle school.
Like the athletic suede. New Balance shoe?
The suede. Yeah.
The ones Brett always wears? He wears gray ones, I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen a pair of New Balances out and about back in high school?
Mm-hmm. Right.
90% of the time, it's a 574.
I only like New Balance skate shoes. I don't like New Balance. I don't like any of the other stuff.
Anything above a 500?
I don't know. It just
Do you know that, if I'm not mistaken, I've been out the shoe game for a while. I cut my sneakerologist ties about 10 years ago. Actually, it's over 10 years ago now. No. Anyways, the higher the number, I believe, the more support.
Oh, that's how that works.
Yeah, so you got the 2000s, and then they got the bigger sole.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel it.
I'm a, what do you call that? Not a previous sneakerologist, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a divorced sneakerologist. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
you're my guy for these words, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Retired?
I'm an ex.
You retired?
Yeah, I'm a retired sneakerologist.
Retired, yeah.
Keep it at that. Retired sneakerologist.
Look, the backs
not divorced.
The backs of our shirts really said that.
I still got it. Yeah. And I kept it because I'm like, yo, one day we're going to all link up and go bowling.
Yeah, you think?
Because tell me that doesn't look like a bowling shirt.
It does look like a bowling
shirt. Do you still have yours?
Probably not. We had so many, too.
Like, I got like three of them still.
We would have, I mean, I think by the time I worked there for a long time, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think by the time I quit, I had like 30 different
finish
line shirts.
Did you jump ship with us?
I was before that, because I mean, when I started grad school, I quit because I literally couldn't work a job.
I think we talked about y'all about that whole thing last time we came back from the podcast, didn't we? Or something? I feel like I remember talking about
we had
that.
This talk with Malcolm, I know, on his podcast.
Oh, yeah. Probably, yeah. True.
Probably talked about it when we were in Chicago.
Oh, random. I just want to give a little shout out. Dude, previous podcast guest, Sam Snowden, killing the game, dude. Sam is killing the game right now. His content on TikTok is phenomenal. And he's out. He moved out to New York on his own. Well, I guess his brother lives out there, but he's out there just killing the game, shooting Fashion Week and maybe get some more Create More. He just did another Create More drop. About to get one of them trucker hats.
Yo, it makes me feel good seeing, you know, people that we've interviewed or, you know, I mean, even come across and, you know, link up with, seeing them bettering themselves and going on to doing these cool things and building their brands up. Like, it's very fulfilling for me watching all of y'all out there doing your thing. Shout out to y'all for real. Like,
keep
Sam,
kidding.
Roy Dean, Zach Kravitz.
Yeah.
That guy's a monster.
Oh, yeah.
Who else do we have on the... Nick D. Can't forget about Nick D.
He's famous.
Cakes.
Ryan Oakes.
Ryan
Oakes is killing it, too.
I didn't even get to listen to his new song. I seen it was dropping at 6 p.m.
Yeah. He's killing it, too.
Yeah.
It's also crazy. Like, we literally interviewed all these people.
Yeah.
And they're, like, kind of
popping.
Doing pop. They're
doing
popping
their thing.
Right now.
Dylan Reese.
Dylan, yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Who else we got?
He got a feature with Music Soulchild.
No way.
Yes.
Music was on the new Freddie album. Just saying.
So,
but that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
He did that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, and that's like, I'm not taking anything away from Music Soulchild because I love his music, but it's like, those are the people that aren't in the like public eye or in the top 20 nowadays that they're still a great artist.
Timeless.
And with timeless music, and you could get them for cheaper than, you know what I mean, back when... I don't know, when do you say music was popping? Like
2000s.
10? Yeah, early
2010s or whatever. Like, now you could get him a little cheaper, but he's still a great artist. Like, he never fell off. He just,
it's still
it could be politics.
A name you hear and you know it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
exactly.
No, for sure.
It's like when I, like, if I, like, came across money or, like, when Trav hits the lottery and says he's going to break us off, like, I got, like, a list of, like, artists that I want to get a feature from. And it's not, I don't want like a Yo Gotti or a, I don't know, whoever on the radio. Like, I'd get Freddie Gibbs. That's about as popping as I'm going to go. But like I'd go with like a Raekwon or like I said, Young Buck.
Yeah.
Or like people that, you know what I mean? They're not in the public eye as much as they used to be, but they're still dope.
For sure.
You know?
For sure. 100%.
Cool G Rap.
I mean,
have it. I could go on for days.
I know.
Probably can't afford Method even if you hit the lottery. Well, I guess we could.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a little more than you were going to give me.
Probably.
He's an actor now.
As long as I can shoot the video.
There you go.
That's what I was going to see, man. Let me get my credit card paid down because you know I just ran it. Because
you know he ran up in the grocery store last week.
I'm going to get that joint paid down. I'm going to hit Buck back and see if the number's still the same because I think I can afford it now.
Yeah.
And that was including the video and boom. But you want to know what song I was going to get him on? I was going to get him on Mr. Migo Altered. When I initially hit him up, that was my thought.
Right.
That was before I got Yellow in Detroit on it. And I was like, this is the one.
Hell yeah.
It didn't happen. I was broke. At the time.
At the time.
I was hoping I got a lower number than what I got, which I'm not even mad because everybody's got their numbers and everybody's, that's business, you know?
For sure.
You can't be mad at somebody for hitting you with a higher number than you expected. Nah.
Nah, they got to get their bread.
Yeah.
Gotta get
everybody
your bread.
Got bills. Everybody got kids. I'm not everybody, but.
They burning rubber down my street.
Yeah.
Yo, this is so random, but my street is just like kind of busy and there's these railroad tracks. People. So we used to sit out there in the summertime because people will be like getting it mm-hmm. down this road and not see those railroad tracks and straight up catch air. And all you hear is like their car just boom hitting the ground. It's just like
me and Trav will be out there with lawn chairs and numbered signs.
Literally. Yeah.
That's an eight.
That's all.
Dude, I was behind a motorcycle one time and they didn't see railroad tracks and there's somebody on the back of the motorcycle and flew off of the fucking motorcycle.
No.
Luckily, like she was holding, like, I guess her arms were like where they needed to be, but her whole ass was like up in the air.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh shit. Somebody's about to die.
Oh my god. Yeah, well, I never seen
that. Yeah, watch out for railroad tracks.
Yeah. It's so random.
It's a tip from the iron skillet.
So random.
we're giving tips and life hacks and do's and don'ts in this.
We're gonna get back into the groove.
comeback is about to be real. Y'all don't even know.
We just need to come in with some topics next time.
I got a topic in my pocket.
We just didn't get to it.
Speaking of shows that you're doing, October 21st.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that one.
Helix's album release party at the Bright Box.
It's going to be lit.
Out of the box.
I'm excited. And I'm really hyped for that. It's also really cool to see because Helix came on the podcast. That's how we met him.
He came on the podcast in the first studio.
Like in our first season when we were struggling.
Yeah. And he freestyled.
And he's grown so much. Mm-hmm. And
he just got married.
Yeah, he just got married last weekend. And this new project, I've heard like snippets of it.
Fortune 500?
Yeah. Frontier 500.
Frontier 500.
Yeah.
Got to help shoot some content. Trav did some pics. I got to do some video, a little teaser stuff for him. And so I'm excited to be able to like get out there and, you know, support him and mm-hmm. drop in that and do a couple songs and like celebrate that. Because it's pretty mm-hmm. awesome.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
So, October 21st, Bright Box in Winchester, Virginia.
Yeah. Yep.
Upstairs. Yeah. So it's
out the box.
Out of the box, yeah. So, it's more intimate type show. But
Helix's album release party for Frontier 500. And we got Chator Lane, Spirit. I believe, did I see another name on there?
Yeah, Dale. Mm-hmm. What's his last name? It just slipped my mind. His buddy Dale that raps, he's good too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we got some lyricists out for this event.
Yeah, that's going to be a rap show. So you got to, if you put some hip hop, you mm-hmm. definitely want to come through.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be dope. And I think that, I mean, he'll have some stuff there too. Like I think he was talking about merch and posters mm-hmm. and stuff. So
see, that was another name we missed earlier. Helix.
Yeah.
Spirit.
Yeah.
Spirit's about to drop an album on Halloween, Let the Kids Play. I feel like there's so many other names that we've had on the podcast that are like doing something. Not even necessarily doing something, but like
still grinding.
Still grinding, you know?
100%. 100%.
Luke.
Oh.
Luke Straggy.
Luke's T. killing Clem. It.
I've been on the podcast.
We had T. Clem on the podcast.
Now he shoots for ESPN.
He ain't doing shit.
Yo, can we take a break and
he fell off.
Can we take a break and ask him what he's doing?
Yeah.
What have you been up to, man?
Same shit, different day.
I know that. Let's tell the people, man. Been a while since they seen you.
Just working, shooting every day, trying to.
What's up with this ESPN joint?
It was just a contracted gig. I worked for I did two shoots with them. And all I did was run audio, so...
Wasn't it a college game day?
Yeah, we did... it was a show on ESPN2. It was like... somebody presents the college road trip or something. Mm-hmm. So they were just like bouncing around.
And they stopped in Charlottesville?
Yeah, so we just filmed them doing their show. It's pretty... I mean, it's kind of cool because we like... I mean, I only did audio, so...
Mm-hmm.
The other guys did the video, but we like filmed all the B-roll shots and all the, like the little... corny snippets
mm-hmm.
and then at 6 o'clock went live with it. So we'd sent them the footage that morning.
No way.
Like after we shot it and then they went live with it, but we also did the live shot. So they were bouncing back and forth.
Wow. That's crazy.
Like, and it's like a an hour delay probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's still live.
But I think it's really cool that you got to see how it all goes, because you know, watching on TV, you don't know if they just edited that shit like right. the week before and then just it's just streaming or but you know what I mean,
yeah,
you've seen it real time happening, like
right, yeah, it's kind of cool because like I would assume that like it was shot, you know, a few days ahead of right. time. No, it's
had some time to edit. They got people editing real time, huh?
we shot for 2 days. So the first day was like a bunch of B-roll stuff. And then the second day we went and shot a breakfast thing. And right after breakfast, we just sent them all the footage down the line to them.
Wow.
And then they were editing while we were shooting the live, basically.
That's wild.
Pretty cool. And then the other thing I did with them was interviews with Bayern Munich's soccer team, because they came and played DC United, and apparently they whooped DC United's ass. But it was just like a couple interviews with players and coaches and shit.
That's cool.
It's pretty sick, though.
Still just ran audio.
So
literally just hooking lav mics up to people and making sure it works.
Yeah.
That's, hey, man.
That can be stressful, though, because like if something goes wrong,
God forbid you don't push the record button.
Well, yeah, the first one I was like, because I hadn't used that mixer before, so I was trying to split channels. Like I had two channels and I was trying to split both of them so each channel gets a left and a right, and it was, I mean, I was just like in my head like at the time, yeah, like,
how do I do this?
Plugging splitters in different places and shit.
Yeah, no.
Figured it out.
You always do.
What else have I been doing?
Did you shoot a video for Helix off the new album?
No, I shot photos and some like little snippet videos, but no, not an actual music video.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Trav, I mean, don't like to shoot music videos anymore.
Not unless you're paying.
Mm-hmm. Only for Bullwhip. And Bullwhip pays.
I've been working for this gym, which is fun. Cool content. Fun to shoot.
Yeah.
Vintage Iron,
yep. Delco Plaza in Winchester. Check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. He's like really going hard with his merch, which is fun because I get to shoot merch.
It looks good. I love the 80s look.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever you want to call it. That style.
He's going hard with the merch. He just started a new Instagram. I think he wants to like turn the merch into its own brand, like kind of like
its own thing.
Like it's part of the gym, yes, but it's also a brand.
Genius.
That's smart. Yeah.
So a lot of fun stuff coming with that.
Hell yeah.
Real estate, which is super fun.
It's booming right now.
Yeah. It's all right.
It's easy though. Come on. You ain't got to deal with like somebody who doesn't like to be on camera.
Well, today I went to shoot one in Stephen City and go up there and the lockbox is wide open. There's no key in it. The door's locked. I'm like, what the fuck?
How am I supposed to do this?
So like I texted them and no answer, knocked on the door, no answer, and I had to leave. So finally she messaged back, the key's in the mailbox. We had a problem with that lockbox. I was like, there's always like random shit.
Yeah.
It's always something.
Yeah.
It's always somebody didn't straighten up enough. So you got to go in there and fix it before you shoot it.
Oh, so you're a maid too.
Yep.
A man maid.
A stager.
Stager. Yeah. You just cracked yourself up. You laughed so hard at your own joke.
No, sometimes I laugh because I think of what I'm going to say or what I want to say, and then I'm like, don't say it.
Hold it back. Hold it in.
Get us off of this topic before I do say it. Come on.
You know what we should do, though, is since there's going to be a couple things coming up, we should do recap podcast. So like after Ducky Fest, do a recap.
Mm-hmm.
After the Helix show, do a recap.
I'll be there for that one.
All right.
I can't make Ducky Fest.
I got you.
Sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. It'll be the next one. We just made these sick baseball jerseys. Trav helped me take these pictures.
What?
These Polaroid Dreams jerseys. That'll be like our merch item, and we got these pins that I got made. They're freaking fire.
I guess I'll ask you about those after.
Okay.
I want to hear the process. Like, you got baseball jerseys?
Yeah.
Did you screen print them?
No, we ordered them custom.
Oh, my God.
They look pretty sick.
All right, you're going to have to show me after we get off
here.
I will.
It's in my car. I'll show you.
That's dope. Wait, you got prototype?
Yeah, I'm wearing it. Oh. I'm wearing it for the show. I'm wearing it for the show on Saturday.
Are y'all all going to be outfitted? Like, y'all going to be a baseball team up there?
No. That would be a little too much.
Four-man?
I think that'd be a little too much. But I'm rocking it.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So I'm hyped. But yeah, we got to do a little recap podcast.
I think we need to...
We're back.
We're back. We said it.
I think we owe it to them to continue this, to be more consistent. I think we owe it to ourselves.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I miss this.
100%.
Yeah, we need to stop being lazy shitheads.
Dude, before you got here, me and Shaw were just talking about that, and I didn't even get to my laziness. I've been lazy.
Yeah.
I'd be working, but I'd be lazy, and I'm like, man, I guess we can get into this. I told Shaw, I was like, yo, I realized I'm addicted to things.
Addicted to things?
Yeah.
like what
or anything, but like,
bro, do you need help?
It's, no, it's vape. Like, I don't need help. It's like vaping, like
yeah,
like.
Oh, you so see, you're gonna have vape.
When I first started vaping, it was to
both y'all motherfuckers.
I know.
It was to quit smoking cigarettes, and it worked. Like, I quit smoking cigarettes and started vaping.
Yeah,
and then eventually I was like, you know what? I don't even want to vape anymore. And then maybe what, 2-3 years later, I was like, hey, how you doing?
I think that was your girl.
I know, but hey, no. You can't put that on anybody else.
I'm blaming Kayla.
Oh, God.
It's all self-control and you know, but it's not even just that. It's just, you know.
She was sending you to the store to get juice and you're like, yeah, look at that. That's cool. Let me get one of these.
Damn, she gonna hate you for this. At the beginning of our relationship, she'd be like, hey, you mind picking me up a pack of cigarettes? And at one point, I was like, look, I can't just go pick you up cigarettes anymore because I'm trying to stay away from them. Yeah. Like, I feel like if I go up there, I'm going to ask for a pack of Newports.
Yeah.
While I'm at it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. So I'm kind of trying to.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
I feel
she needs help you out there, you know?
But no, not even in a sense of just being addicted. Like,
she's an enabler.
Like, I want to.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
But in a sense of being lazy, like I feel like I used to spend a lot of my downtime working on things.
Mm-hmm.
Now I find myself being lazy, yeah. Like scrolling or
watching.
Scrolling on my feeds, not, you know, whatever y'all thought.
Scrolling weed.
Scrolling weed? Yeah, you never heard of scrolling up?
No, what?
What?
Scrolling up? Like the scrolls? Like the
no, like
Secret
yeah,
Invasion?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my God.
No, not that scroll. Like,
no, I'm just kidding.
Scroll. O-L-L, not U-L-L.
Yeah.
Is that like you put skull in your weed? Like tobacco in your weed?
It's like slang terms you wouldn't understand. Like, it's like 2010 slang terms.
Okay.
Scrolling up.
But basically, you realize that you're addicted
you
to your vape.
Yeah, you're right. All right, so you're addicted. What else are you
addicted
to?
Your vape. And you're being lazy, and now you're.
And I'm. And that's enough, okay?
Do you want to?
That's enough for me to put my foot down and want to make a change.
And do the podcast.
And, and see, like, look, we need to get back to doing productive shit, fly shit, so I can stop being. Doing lazy shit.
So we're gonna put a link in the description, and that's for the GoFundMe to send Brandon to rehab
for his vape.
Please.
For his vape.
You know, there's
anything helps
out there, just like me.
Anything helps.
Anything.
No, we're gonna get consistent though. We're gonna keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making it a thing. I'm laughing so hard that I'm tearing up. I just laughing
so hard. When we get back together and we turn the mics on.
I know.
You never know what's gonna come out.
Ugh.
You guys got any confessions you want to make? I feel like you guys should put me on this phone.
This is confessional. We're gonna let's do the confessionals. Like, we should go into a room by ourselves and do confessionals.
Like Jersey Shore.
Like Jersey Shore, yeah.
And then nobody sees it until the vlog comes out.
Yeah. Jersey Shore confessionals.
That would be so funny if we did.
We have to like we have to sub out the editing, so like we can't.
That guy,
none of us can see it.
He's a real dickhead.
Dude, but that would be so funny if we did a vlog and then we put confessionals in them. I'm kind of, even if it's just as a joke, I'm kind of here for that idea.
Hey, you know what? I forgot. I do have another thing. Since this is our comeback, some people don't know. I started growing my hair back.
Yeah,
you know, it's been like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. I got another thing to say.
All right.
Happy birthday, Master Logue. Today is his birthday.
Somebody order that man a pizza.
Happy birthday, Logue.
Big whoop, Logue. You know, okay. That's, I know we're still going. We're almost at an hour, but like, I wanted to get into this. I was on my Facebook memories,
mm-hmm.
and literally 4 years ago today, probably like 3 hours, we were watching Wu-Tang in concert.
Yes, we were.
I wish you were there with us.
I know.
Sean.
I had to
I knew
work.
You were there for the Chicago trip, but that ATL trip was something.
Yeah.
My shins hurt so bad from like jumping.
So much walking.
Oh yeah, walking up and down them fucking hills.
Oh my God. I mean, because we during the day we walked around shooting videos and I don't think we ever took an Uber. We took one
Uber before leaving the show once, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep.
Right after Wu-Tang, we took an Uber.
Mm-hmm. We said, fuck that walk.
Yeah.
She was tired.
And that was the end of the trip, too. The last night. We
You'd had enough.
In the morning.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have enough. But
yeah. I mean,
Atlanta
like
was wild. Yeah. Atlanta was wild. I remember
Yeah, there's freaking like so much weird shit.
Dude, we went to some bar. Like we just wanted burgers and bar food, and we didn't know the Braves were playing the Dodgers, and Yella had a Dodgers hat, and we're like, why is this waitress like just being a bitch?
We were at the Braves bar.
Yeah, we were at like the clubhouse bar, it was.
And like he's wearing a Dodgers hat.
And we didn't know they were playing them in the playoffs that night.
Yeah.
Like, and anyways, that happened. And anyways, she was like, if you end up taking a girl home, make sure she's a girl. And I'm like,
what?
This is wild. But so then we end up making our way back to the Airbnb. And like, I didn't notice it at first, but I think Trav or Yella said something was like, yo, those are dudes. And I'm like,
they're dudes.
So then I remember
the waitress just randomly said that to you.
Yo, dead ass. She gave us the warning.
Oh my God.
But that's crazy that they warn out of towners about that. Like it's a problem. And I'm like, yo, this is like, we come from a smaller city. Like, I don't know. This is wild. But anyways, I remember laying down the first night to go to bed, and I could just hear like craziness going on the street.
In the street.
And it was probably them. Like, I don't know, harassing somebody or getting harassed. I don't know. It was wild.
I just remember we were like walking, and we were like trying to find something to eat. You know, when you're in a different city, you like find something random to eat, you know? You want to check out new cool shit. Logan goes, oh, yo, they got Jimmy John's. Can we eat Jimmy John's?
I'm like, I remember that.
I'm not driving to Atlanta to eat Jimmy John's.
Like, we're eating something authentic while we're here. Oh, my God.
That was such a productive trip, both of them, the Atlanta and the Chicago. Yeah, we shot what? We shot Rambo in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Rambo, New Phase, Mr. Do This.
Uh-huh.
And you know.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Yep.
Did we shoot any more? Was that four?
I think that's it. Pretty sure that's it.
I mean, that's a lot. Right. Four videos. Right.
Four videos in 3 days.
Yeah.
Four videos, 3 days. That was pretty crazy.
That's a lot.
And then with the Chicago trip, I don't think we shot as much. I think we only shot Teamwork.
We only shot Teamwork, yeah. It was just,
No. And you and
Lopez
had
shot Ill Sauce.
Oh, yeah. Ill Sauce. Yep. Yeah.
That was lit. That was a dope shot because y'all was literally in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
No cars coming, which was pretty crazy because it wasn't even that late.
Yeah, no. It was just meant to be.
Logan was like so high.
Yeah, it was really, we could see it on camera. Oh, man.
So where's the next trip?
New York.
Got to go to NY.
Where did you say to go? I feel like we said this in the group chat and you said something random.
Someone said Paris.
I said Paris.
You said Paris. No, Logan said London.
Oh, London.
And I said Paris, Virginia.
Yeah, I said Berryville.
You said Paris, Virginia. Oh, my God. I think NY.
I'm with it.
It's doable. It's
we got people up in New York.
Hell yeah.
A lot of people we can link up with.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, let's make it happen. Set the date.
All right.
Tell me how much I owe.
Okay.
I'll put it on my credit card.
And hope the world ends the next day.
The power grid goes out.
At least before my next payment's due.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm good. Yo, look, I'm making all these jokes about my credit card, but my credit is like A1, and I bet you it's way higher than half y'all that are listening.
Jesus, so don't judge me. Look, Brandon, he keeps telling on himself and feeling bad about it.
I don't feel bad at all. I love myself.
I know. You got it.
Hey, and you should love yourself too.
Oh, here we go. We need to cut this off.
All right,
too long.
We are done.
I want to keep talking. This is so cool. We don't get to do this.
Brandon's going to have his own podcast. Just him talking to himself.
The Wope podcast coming soon. Mm. Seriously, I am going to do it. I need to finish painting my studio. I'm in the process of.
Aren't you and your girl going to start a podcast too?
Yeah, I forget. Man, we had a cool name, but I can't remember what it was called. Both of us forgot.
Something coffee, right? Down.
Yeah, like coffee in the morning or coffee Saturday. I don't know. But yeah, it's just going to be us.
Couples coffee.
Couples coffee.
Oh my God, that's fucking genius.
I'm going to write that down.
Coffee. All right, y'all.
Well, we're going to come back with another episode. It'll be great. Recap these events.
Next week, we promise.
Yeah, now we really have to.
Whoa.
The anxiety.
You guys are hating on me for making all these affirmations and this and that. Like, we making promises and commitments?
Yeah.
I'm with it.
This is not me.
I'm with it.
Because we ain't going to be lazy no more.
Next week,
we're quitting vapes and we're...
hey.
Facts.
Hey.
Look, hey, you know, that could be a cool thing. It's like we update them on the progress
of your vape, of your of like, your look, addiction.
Yeah, tune in next week to find out the
about Brandon's addiction. This podcast is called Brandon's Addiction.
This is how you know we've gone too long.
Why is listen, it gotta be me? Like,
no, nah, honestly, no. Nah, for real though, this is like me and Shatour brought you here today because this is actually your intervention.
We've been this really isn't a
podcast. I didn't even know I was addicted to anything.
This isn't a podcast.
It's not even like I'm addicted to something.
We're not even releasing
it. Stop.
We're not even releasing this podcast. We just wanted you to admit that you're addicted.
To your
and
vape.
We got it on tape.
Mission accomplished.
Boom.
Peace. We're
See
done.
Y'all.
Big, big whoa.